This is Dr. Kevin Elka with a Thursday night pep talk, The Zone. Anytime I've talked to a player who has had a great game, I've always asked them, what were you thinking? And they always said, nothing. My mind was blank. I was in the zone. Every time I've talked to someone who had a bad game, what were you doing? It always comes eventually to the same thing. I was thinking too much. Every time I've had a quarterback throw an interception, when I said, what happened? Before they told me what happened, they always said, I thought I'd get the ball in there. I thought this guy was open. But they don't say that on good games. I wasn't thinking anything. Quarterback is too hard of a position to play hard. Head coach is too hard of a position to play hard. Running back is too hard of a position to play hard. Being married. Oh, I think you got it. I can't play it hard. So when I get into that, if you're playing hard, there's a fabulous book called The Pearl. It's on Updike. And early on, he found a pearl and he held it and he took it with him everywhere. That's all he did. He would do anything to hold on to this. And he lost everything trying to hold on to it. Life is too hard to play hard. You can't hold on like that. There's a man who wrote a book called Flow. It was about the zone. He said, everyone who's in flow, they aren't self-conscious. They aren't overly thinking. They aren't spending a whole lot of time judging. They're not self-evaluating the whole time. They're having fun. They're not overly concerned about another's opinion, no matter who the other is. They're just lost in it. They use phrases like trust. Ryan Lindell, kicker out there for the Bills. If you're a kicker, listen to this. If you're a long snapper, listen to this. Has three things he said before he kicks the ball. See the line, feel the line, trust it. See it, feel it, trust it. John Dornbos, who has every reason to do the pearl, long snapper for the Eagles, watch his father murder his mother. Has every reason to hold on to. He leans over the ball and goes, trust, snaps it. They have phrases. Tom Myslinski in the league for a long time. Shouldn't have been. Had a phrase every play. No judgment. Don't judge the guy over you. Don't judge the score. Don't judge your body. No judgment. Work the cut. See, do you notice that all of these are going to process, not results? Do whatever you need to do to get in that zone. We had a player for the Steelers. Great player. All pro player. Who at 13 years old, his mother dropped him off with the aunt and never had any contact with him until the day he signed his contract. Before he walked out, he would think of that day. I'm not saying to do that, but some people need their energy level up to play. Not all people. Sometimes a defensive lineman does. Sometimes a linebacker. Muhammad Ali, before he fought, used to look over at the other corner of the ring every time and say, when I was a little boy, someone stole my bike. That's the guy right there. I got to find a way. Charles Barkley, when he used to get on, his foul shooting went way up, got much better. And he said, how'd you do it? He said, when I stood on the foul circle, I thought of my kids. Brought it down. See, Ecclesiastes says, if you watch the rain, you will not sow. And if you watch the wind, you shall not reap. Don't look at the obstacle. Don't look at the result. Sow and reap. Stay in the ground. So how do I do it? How exactly do I do it? How I do is I have this quote. In the heart of man, he makes plans. But the man's steps are ordered by the Lord. Meaning, in the end, let the chips fall where they may. Just do my process. That's what that means to me. The Americans won the American Cup every year. The Australians were last place. They were down under. So what they did is twice a day, three times a day for 4 years in groups of two, they listened to a recording of them winning the race, every step of the race, what they did, this turn, that turn, they won the race. They interviewed the captain of the Australian team after they won the race. So are you shocked? You won the race. He said, we already won the race 5,000 times. What's the big deal? That's what I want you to do. I want you to see the race, see the game over and over. You snapping the ball, you kicking the ball, you catching the ball over and over and over. When Christ rode into Jerusalem on the donkey, they threw palms at his feet. Palms mean the victory's already secure. When Christ rode in, they threw palms at feet, meaning you've already, victory is already done. You have to win it before you win it. The victory's already done. See yourself like a dream over and over in your head playing. No judgment. See the ball, catch the ball. See a little, see a lot, see a lot, see nothing. Over and over and over and over. This is Dr. Kevin Elk on the Zone. Not self-conscious, not judging, just doing without any kind of awareness of the opinion of what I'm doing. I'm just lost in it. Win this one before you do it. The palms have already been laid. This is Dr. Kevin Elko on the Thursday Night Pep Talk.